You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Cash the Ticket, presented by FanDuel. It's Cash the Ticket. Rate, review, subscribe. Jim Costa, Evan Jenkins. We're going to hit on a couple things on a Monday. Golf, yes, we should talk Masters. Emotional hedge for tonight in hockey. And NBA futures value. It's all coming up. Cash the Ticket, presented by FanDuel. All right, Evan, let's start with golf.
Do you want the good or the bad first?
Let's do the good.
Because we kind of middle in between.
Yes.
The good, I was adamant about Scotty and taking him, and he goes and shows why he is the best player in the world and wins at the plus 450, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the good. Our parlays, trash. And looking back at it, I mean, there was still an outside chance on Sunday to hit our top 10 parlay, and that squandered very quickly. So those were piss poor.
Reset, by the way, the golfers we had just for
yes,
people.
Yes, so there was two different. Mike made his own. I had my own. But my top 10 parlay was Brooks. He was the one that hurt it the most. Joaquin Niemann, he finished like 23rd.
He was doing well, though.
He was there. He was floating. He was. He just couldn't get it done. And then Patrick Reed, I think he ended up finishing tied for 12th. He was even on the
I had a bomb tournament on him, but yeah, I mean, not enough to.
I picked Brian Harman to win at plus 7,000, and Brian Harman on the first day was 2 under going to the back nine. And then he played like me on a municipal course and shot 47 on the back, a plus 11. So that was out. But the good, Scottie Scheffler is so damn impressive.
So help me out, okay? I did this on the morning show today, and we got great response from golf guys because I go, I'm not golf guy.
Yeah,
we all got parachute in four times a year. We all got blind spots. Yeah. It's Sunday at the Masters. Here I am, kind of just
like, woo,
woo, all right, the azaleas, let's do it, pimento cheese. But I own my blind spots, and I said, all right, golf guys, you tell me because I feel like we've done this before. Scotty has two majors, both the Masters, none other.
No, he's finished second in the PGA and U.S. Open.
And I asked a question. I go, I've seen Rory, he's the next. I've seen Spieth, he's the next. Insert, he's the next. Is this different? Is Scotty built to go the distance, to rattle off 7, 8, 9 majors? Is he built to be not Tiger, but the best since Tiger?
I'm going to say yes, and the reason why I think is solely based on age and maturity. When Rory and Jordan were doing it, they were in their young 20s. They were hitting the golf world by storm. I'm not saying they're reading their own press clippings. I'm not saying that fame and fortune got in their way. But Scottie Scheffler's 27 years old. He is a little bit of a different bird. I mean, you heard it Saturday after his round where he's leading the Masters for a second time, and he's still adamant that he would have left if he got that call before his round on Sunday.
Did you notice how that changed, by the way? It was, I will withdraw if she goes into labor.
Beforehand.
Before Sunday tees off.
Well, and I'm curious about that, too. Do they have their phones in their bags? How do you get that notification?
That might have been what it is. He won't know once he tees
off. Yeah, and I mean, that's very impressive. I mean, he preaches his faith. I mean, you heard it Sunday. So I believe him that he was going to go. And, I mean,
but you think he's, like, a pretty emotionally grounded dude.
Yes. Like, and so if he struggled at one point in his game, it was putting. And Rory McIlroy, for whatever reason, I mean, obviously being a great friend, was like, try the putter I'm using. He has, and now he's won 3 out of the last 4 tournaments he's played.
That's the other thing, too. He's winning the non-majors. Like, he's just really good at golf.
And to get real dorky and into the weeds, he can hit every single shot a golfer needs. From left to right, right to left, he can hit a straight ball, he can chip, he can play out of the bunkers, he can now putt. That, you saw it. Everybody was, there was 4 dudes tied at -6 in the majors, all within a hole of one another.
Mm-hmm.
They all crapped the bet except for Scotty.
It was right around, 11 and 12?
Yeah, where Scotty put his foot on the gas, and that was it. And some of the shots he's hitting, that shot on 10 where it almost went, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, we are watching greatness right now.
Evan, I had the stat today. 7 birdies on Sunday at Augusta. The most since, I think, Faldo in 89.
For a winner, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm assuming for a winner.
Okay, because Tom Kim was like 7 under at one point yesterday, and there might have been Eagles put
in
there.
Yeah, I mean, but I go, wow, that's called, remember Tiger on Sundays, you leave no doubt.
Yeah.
You finish.
You put your foot on their throat, and you make sure that they pass out and don't come back.
Now, Tiger, culturally, the swagger, Scotty's none of those things, but just damn good golfer.
Yeah, so I'm curious about that. My wife was, she's in a golf pool at work, right?
Yeah.
And so one of the guys had Oberg when he's making his push.
The Swede.
And he was saying how a guy left their party because he thought Scotty was too boring. And I said, okay, well, first off, golf, extremely boring.
Hey.
You don't know what's going on, right?
Yep.
You don't know everything that goes into it and so on, whatever. But the shots he's hitting are not boring. It's not like he's doing a ho-hum par, right? No, he's going for pins. He's almost making them from 140 yards out. Like, it's incredible.
Listen, he doesn't have, like, firecrackers coming out of his ass when he hits the shots.
No, he's not Tiger. He's not fist pumping. He's not getting the crowd going with him and everything. And you got to think, it's weighing on the back of his mind about a kid coming as well. It was just so impressive, and I hope I'm right that he's going to keep this going. I believe he'll win another major. He's already the favorite for the PGA Championship in May at +450 again.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which is now going to lead me to my question, because when we talked about the Masters last Tuesday, and I gave out plus 450, and you and Mike were both saying that's not enough value. And so the reason I want to ask this question, is that based because you're betting over a four-day period that you're giving the book your money for those 4 days? Is that where the value lies? Because if you ask me, with all of the cash the tickets that we've done in football games that are minus 110 or plus 105, and I see plus 450 with somebody that is the best at what they do. He is the world number one by far.
Yeah.
How is that not good value, getting 4.5 to 1 on your money?
Okay, so geeky here, you're right. Value is all relative.
Yes.
With what a guy should be versus what a guy is. I would argue, and Mike might roll his eyes, betting something at minus 150 could be value if it should be plus, or if it should be minus 600 and you're getting it at minus 150, that's value. But we have used it to mean like long odds on something that
like
you
a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Almost. Okay.
You go, value is plus 5,000. Value is. And in golf, most guys are, you know, plus 1,000, plus 1,500,
right.
They're 20 to 1, they're 25
but
to 1.
But to be the
for a guy
favorite.
To be 4 to 1. But we don't see that really since, you know.
No, like even last year, it was like plus 600 when I was touting John Rahm, who was doing all that.
And to give you an idea, not to jump around, we're going to talk NBA futures this episode. The Boston Celtics are the heavy favorite.
Yeah.
They're plus 165 to win the NBA championship. That's insane. You have to win 16 games to win the championship.
Yeah,
I would not put that out there as value.
Yeah, that
we'll look a little deeper down the card to say, hey, first of all, and this is the key thing for people. You have to actually win the bet or we all get zero.
Well, so
I know that's obvious. So the point about Scotty moving forward, and this may be a great jumping off point from you, when we go to the other majors this year, he might still be 450, 500. Value is only good if it hits.
Mm-hmm.
You can go, hey, I had Matsuyama.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't win, you get zero. Your value didn't mean shit.
I was just curious.
So it's a fair question. If he's as good as he is, and if he's as dominant since Tiger, right, the most dominant since Tiger, if that's the era we go into, why wouldn't you bet him at plus 400 if you go, well, he should be even money. He's better than everybody. He's as dominant since Tiger. There's a case that even 450 and 500 is value if he's that good.
I also, you mentioned Tiger. I just want to say this real quick. I actually have to applaud the guy. I know that he had a shit-ass round on Saturday where I think he was 11 over, something like that.
Yeah.
But the fact that he made that cut with only 28 competitive, like, holes that he played this year and went in there and still performed with the best. I understand Saturday was awful. Sunday wasn't much better, and now he played better on the back. But the fact that he didn't withdraw, I think for a Tiger Woods fan, that is something to look forward to going forward, because he's only going to play the majors anymore, and it's still must-watch TV for me. Sunday morning, I have the Masters playing on my TV at 9:30 to watch a guy that is in last place, essentially. But I think I was very impressed that his body held up. Because I thought Saturday, when he was playing as bad as he was, come the back nine, he was going to quit, and he didn't.
I have a comparison for him. I don't think you'll be offended by it. MSU hoops.
Mm-hmm.
Make the cut, make the tournament. It's been 20-plus years. You make the cut, they make the tournament.
The last time
Tiger won a major was 19. Epic, emotional, special.
Everything happened right.
MSU's last Final Four run.
2019.
So, I don't know. MSU doesn't have 15 championships the way Tiger has 15 majors, but I feel like right now they're very similar.
Or even,
they're just kind of getting in, and then they don't really do anything with it.
All right, how about this for the perfect segue? Also like the Red Wings when they made 25 in a row. And so the reason I bring up the Detroit Red Wings, Mr. Jim Costa has worn his emotions on his sleeve when it comes to this team. And tonight, it's tonight, right?
Yeah.
They play the Montreal Canadiens. It's here, right? In Detroit?
Yeah. Montreal Canadiens.
I know. It's
unbelievable. You got to be a snobby hockey guy.
Are you going to emotionally hedge? The Red Wings need to win this game to continue their playoff push. Will you bet the Canadiens just in case?
So they're plus odds.
The Canadiens are?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the Wings are heavy favorites.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it, is with Michigan State, I always bet the other team just in case, in football.
So Mike would probably make fun of us. I have. Saturday, I emotionally hedged. Wings are playing the Leafs.
Down 4-1.
There's a window, right, where if you take Toronto plus odds, if the Wings crash and burn epically, and you have to kind of wear that as a fan,
yeah,
at least they paid you to do it.
Exactly.
And I don't think you can—listen, this goes back to— why do you gamble? Okay, if you're gambling systematically, strategically, this is a money-making venture for you, you should never emotionally hedge, ever.
No, but if it's in the...
If you're a fan who likes to gamble and have a little fun, and yes, it's some fun money, and you try to win as much as you can, but if you have a little extra in the account at the end of the month and you want to emotionally hedge, I've done it. I'm not going to judge people who've done it. I won't do it tonight. I would do it tomorrow.
Okay, and then they go to Montreal,
so,
right?
So, yeah, there's a back-to-back. The scenarios for people who aren't familiar. If the Wings win out, they're not in. They need help. They need a Washington loss. Washington plays the Bruins tonight.
Best team in the NHL,
and the
right?
Bruins are fighting for seeding and all this other stuff. If the Bruins beat the Capitals tonight and the Wings take care of business on home ice against the Canadiens, they would control their own destiny in Montreal on Tuesday night. That would be a spot where I go, this is for all the marbles.
Yeah.
They've toyed with me all the way to the very end of the season. They've done this thing where, of course, it's going to be the final game of the season. Then I would consider an emotional hedge.
Yeah, the way I look at it is, how much would you pay to watch your team win? You know what I mean?
Win and you're in the playoffs.
And if they don't, so be it.
I got paid
a few bucks, right?
Yep, then my account's flush. And here's the other thing. What are we really betting on after this week? We'll hand out some futures. We'll you know.
Maybe touch a baseball game.
Right, but until August?
No, I mean.
If I'm hurting a little bit, I'll be okay.
Sure, right? Okay, so that brings us to the NBA and futures for the NBA Finals. The regular season wrapped up, and in Detroit, thank God it wrapped up. That was a fun year, wasn't it?
Worst in franchise history, 14-68. Yeah, and for people, you guys get it. We emanate out of Detroit.
And what did they win last year? 17 games.
Sounds right.
And Stoney and I, he works on our, you know Stoney. Anyway,
yeah,
we went to Media Day. We talked to Monty Williams. Stoney had this big, bold question before the year that they got to win double the games. And Monty Williams looked at us like we're stupid and 34 games doesn't move you up anything. Did we ever guess it would be 20 less than that? Anyway, I digress. So the future odds for the NBA Finals are out. You heard Jim mention the favorite in the Boston Celtics at what do you have, 160?
165 on FanDuel. Okay. And they are the heavy favorites. The only other team in the same tier, the defending champs, the Denver Nuggets, are 3-1 plus 300. And then everybody's plus 1,000 or more.
And that's crazy, right? Do we normally see this in the playoffs? Not the Chicago Bulls or, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Nuggets have done it. The Celtics, for years, have fallen short. Yeah. Miller choke.
Yeah, they gag.
So, okay, first of all, I'm not betting a team at plus 165 before the playoffs even start to win the NBA championship.
No, not at all. They cruised through the East. They really did.
If you want to make the case that no one's beating Denver in a 7-game series and plus 300 is good enough value for you, I suppose you could do the Scottie Scheffler routine where they're that good, fine. But let's try to actually extract some real value where you're going to get paid to press your opinion, where you go, hey, I don't think it's one of the favorites. This is the horse racing game.
Yep.
Where you go, I got a team that's just a cut below, but could do it, and I'm going to get paid out significantly if they win the whole thing. So that next group, I don't trust the Clippers, fair to say?
No chance.
Milwaukee, I like.
Yeah, with Giannis out there, I mean, listen, they took away Holiday from him, and that's a different team now, and now you can see the benefit that Boston has with him, but with Giannis, is one of the best players in the world.
Dame, time for Dame to finally make the push. Closeout guy, crunch time guy. That's a team with two stars at plus 1,200. That's the first one I would circle. Next is the Thunder at 1,600. One seed in the West. Great story.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too much too soon for a young team to bet to win the whole thing.
I would think so, yes. I mean, I love Shai's game and everything that goes with that team.
Borderline MVP guy.
What does Chet do in his first playoffs? He's still young, but he's a big-ass part of that team.
I think they're fun. I like
Williams.
Them.
Jalen Williams times Jalen Williams, both of them out there. I like them. I like the team, but I don't think they have enough.
Is it the same with the Timberwolves? Ants made the leap. They've been a great story. Plus 1,900. Young team, you don't trust
them. Because you got to hope that Anthony Towns, who's coming back, he is back, steps up his game. But I still think they're a little too young to get over that hump.
What about the next team, the Dallas Mavericks, 1,900?
I like Dallas a lot. I believe they have the best player in the world in Luka on their team, running their team. He averaged, 33 a game this year, which is crazy to think about. And if you can somehow shut him down, I know he's a spaz, but Kyrie is still an elite player in this league. He still has it all. He can score when he needs to score.
That's my fear, though, betting on a Kyrie Irving team. But
he's the second fiddle. That's not his
right,
team.
And he did win a title when LeBron was the lead dog. And the question is Luka on that level where...
Jim, have you seen him play live?
Not live.
It's incredible because you see him on TV and you're like, this is very impressive. Then you see him in person and you're like, oh my God, he really is 6'7".
Well, again,
doesn't look like he's moving fast at all, but he controls everything.
He's not LeBron physical specimen, but in terms of like the control center where everything runs through you, assists, three-point jumpers, rim runs, alley-oop, lobs,
get his
pick
shot
and roll,
he wants.
Step back threes. He is the command center of a basketball player.
I'm going to place a little bet on them to win.
Okay, nearly 20-1 plus 1900.
Right. It's a lot like the NCAA tournament. When you have the best player, it's hard to bet against them. I mean, some are going to argue that Jokic is still the best player. He could be a back-to-back-to-back MVP this year.
So, yeah, he could. The nice thing with Dallas is, unlike the other couple teams in the West we mentioned, experience. Mavs a couple years ago did play in the Western Conference Finals. So it's not like this is all fresh to them the way it is for the Timberwolves or the Thunder. It's basically, if you don't think the Nuggets are going to win and you don't trust the young teams, Dallas worth a couple bucks.
Well, and do you also notice throughout this, other than the Bucks, it's all the Western Conference teams that are kind of up there.
That's kind of why I like the Bucks, because I feel like if it's not Boston, I don't trust the Knicks. I don't trust the Cavs.
The Sixers, hell no.
Not going to trust the Sixers. You want to throw Miami Heat? Can they do it again?
No.
It's Spoelstra, 4,200.
They're not the same.
I know.
Jimmy Butler's not the same.
Right. So then the answer is, in the East, if you're not going to bet the Celtics, where it's, come on, plus 165.
How about that bomb play of the Hawks?
Oh, if you go all the way down? What is that? How many zeros are there?
Is that 100,000?
I'm pretty sure you get the sports book.
Right.
So I guess I'll hand out Bucks. You'll hand out Mavs.
Yeah, for a longer shot. I mean,
yeah, we understand that, these aren't
favorites.
Yeah, I'm
not saying go put your mortgage down on
please,
it, but
please,
if you're looking for some fun throughout the tournament.
Not that we have to say this, but any bet we hand out on the podcast.
No, they're not guaranteed.
Please don't.
Except for Scotty Scheffler.
Except Scotty Scheffler. Do not cash out of retirement accounts.
Yeah.
Do not take out a reverse mortgage.
Keep that 401k going.
Please, please, please.
Don't touch that Roth IRA. These are all things I've learned since I've been married, by the way.
You're like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing that? Yeah, so don't cash out of those. But if you've got whatever your budget is, and that's why we don't really do the unit breakdowns, because everybody's budget's different. If you're making a lot, if you're making a little, if you've got a little discretionary something to set aside for fun money, whatever that number is, bet responsibly, bet to have a good time. Don't put yourself in a position where you can't pay for groceries.
Exactly.
Feel like I'm doing a commercial. We say that because we know we have a sponsor who is a gambling partner. We like gambling. We just don't want anybody to get in trouble. So those are some long shots. Have some fun with it. CashTheTicketPodcast@gmail.com. Reminder, guys, rate, review, subscribe. Check out the YouTube channel. Keep checking your feed. We'll keep putting stuff out. It's Cash the Ticket. Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.